Approximately 10% of the total land area of the city of Cincinnati is found in one of their over 120 parks. As you travel through over 5,000 acres of green space in Cincinnati, you'll see the results of the Park Board's constant work to preserve the best of the past and carry a long tradition of excellence into the future. And now, here comes summer, and Cincinnati's parks are ready for you. For leisure, for nature education, floral exhibits, social functions, and a lot of music. Good evening. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are Lou Sand and Zach Myers with Cincinnati Parks. Lou, Zach, you guys ready for the summer?
We are certainly ready.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, Cincinnati Parks offer all kinds of healthy and happy opportunities. Today, we're here to really talk about the music because there's a lot of it being offered in the city parks this summer. Free concerts in the park, long-standing tradition in Cincinnati. I can remember going to hear Smitty's Band and the Cincinnati Pops in the park with my dad. And, of course, there was always a stop for ice cream on the way home. But talk about the tradition of music in the parks, Lou.
Historically, we've frequently had music in the parks. Some of the current programs we're working on have actually been going on 50 years or more. The Alt Park series started actually in the 50s, and they're still going very strong. You also mentioned having the Pops in the parks, and we have some Pop Tets that are going to be playing in some of our parks this year, so we're really excited about that. Another item to mention is historic buildings like the Alt Park Pavilion and the Burnett Woods Bandstand, the Mount Echo Pavilion. Those will all be featured locations for a lot of this local music.
Why is it so important to the communities?
Well, I think our parks provide a great community gathering place where people can connect with nature, bring their family. They're safe, they're clean, reliable, to borrow some of our basic principles. So it's a good place to get out to nature and also enjoy some time listening to local music with the family.
And it provides work, you know, for the local musicians and technicians and maybe vendors and some free family entertainment across the course of a long, hot summer. Zach Meyer is events specialist. Let's talk about some of these concerts. There's offerings almost every day of the week and lots of different times of the day. Give us a couple highlights.
At Sawyer Point, we have two big music showcases that are coming here. Our first is a Sawyer Point summer concert series. They'll be spread out on 8 Fridays all throughout May, June, July, and August. We're bringing some of the best cover bands in town. I'm talking Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle, Gen X, the Sunburners, Cliff Tones, and the Nick Netherton Band and Noah Smith. That's just to name a few. And we're also bringing a new program to Sawyer Point called the Local Music Showcase. We're bringing a few tri-state area bands that focus on original music. A couple highlights for that is we're bringing a local band from NKY called Trauma Illinois. We're also getting another Cincinnati favorite called Moonbow. And another band called Brother Smith coming to headline those events. And those will actually be happening on Tuesdays once a month in June, July, and August. Aside from Sawyer Point, we have a bunch of programming all throughout the parks. I mean, Lou, of course, mentioned Alt Park and the Summer Music Festival that's happening every third Thursday in June through August. We also have the longstanding Wednesday in the Woods in Burnett Woods. That'll be going on every Wednesday from, I want to say, May 29th to August 7th. And that'll have free music again every Wednesday. We also have a few concerts in Oldenview right there on the incline. Pyatt Park, we're also bringing a new exciting series there. We're bringing back the acoustic lunch series. So every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have an acoustic solo or duo going and playing some nice music to enjoy your lunch break with. Rapid Run, we got a few events coming on as well. And Stanberry Park, we're doing the infamous Friday Night Fun as well, going to the first Friday of the month from May through October. So that one's coming up pretty soon, May 3rd.
It sounds like you've got the entire geographic area of the city covered.
You know, you're exactly right. We want to bring, I'll use the word fiesta of local music, to the entire Cincinnati area. So we're stretching from Stanberry Park in Mount Washington to Kennedy Heights. They have the Play in the Park series, to Alt Park, to Burnett Woods, kind of in the central area. Now we've got a lot of stuff going on in the west side as well, Mount Echo, Rapid Run, and Oldenview. Another new program is Westwood Town Hall, which was recently rehabilitated or rejuvenated, that park space. It will have, you know, a stage facility as part of that
An outdoor
rework.
Stage there?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, I think another really very important dimension is it's not parks doing this on their own. There is a lot of partnership going on with various community groups. One, our park advisory councils, we're using this as an opportunity to increase their capabilities, but we're also working with community councils, business associations, our own foundation, and organizations like the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, which is a big proponent or producer of the Wednesdays in the Woods.
Do you offer opportunities for local vendors to sell food or artwork or anything like that?
In some of the series, we do have a food component where local vendors can give us a call if they're interested. Mm-hmm. And certainly the stuff going on Riverfront has a variety of food vendors. And occasionally we'll also have the merchandise vendors as well to add content to the events. The One Rapid Run concert actually is in conjunction with an art show. So there'll be some local artists presenting their art.
We're visiting with Zach Myers, events specialist, and Lou Sands, Cincinnati Parks region manager, Riverfront and Special Events, talking about the music in the parks this summer. And where does the funding come from to support these concerts?
Well, I mentioned our community partners. So a lot of the city funding on many of these neighborhood events is fenced towards just the musical groups themselves. So the community partner frequently chips in for other associated costs that would be parts of producing some of these events. The park obviously provides the space and, you know, some of the logistical support, as well as helping fund the musical acts. And then the community partner provides volunteers, some additional funding in many cases. The foundation is also helping with many of these series as well to cover some of those other expenses.
And a couple of FAQs. Most of the parks have parking lots so people can drive or they're on the bus lines.
Yes, that would be accurate. Most of the parks where we have programming at certainly have parking spaces. It's a little tight in some areas like Olden View, but there's parking there on the street. And frankly, a lot of the parks that we've mentioned are on the bus lines, so it's easy to get to. And again, with this broad range of where we are at geographically, you know, there's something for everybody pretty close within walking distance.
And these shows are obviously kid-friendly, family-friendly. Are they pet-friendly, Zach?
Absolutely. I mean, I would highly encourage anybody to come to Sawyer Point and any of the other parks with their pets. If I'm running audio for any of the shows at Sawyer Point, I normally like to keep a bag of dog treats in my pocket, so you can always visit the sound tent. I like to spoil dogs and cats alike.
Parks open sun up to sundown, Lou?
Well, most of our parks open at 6 a.m. and they close at 10. And again, our times for most of our programming focus on those key evening hours, although we do have some offerings like Pyatt Park Acoustic Lunch Series that are earlier in the day. But a lot of these are evening 6 to 9 or 6 to 10.
Where the people are, downtown daytime shows.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods, the evening shows. And sounds like you've got a pretty wide variety of musical styles too, Zach. Was that intentional?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we want to appeal to every single demographic possible. I mean, the parks are for everyone, and we want the music to reflect that as well. So, I mean, we have from reggae to rock and all that. So just pick the shows, find a band you like, and, you know, make sure to support them, not just at the parks, but elsewhere.
And if someone did want to find specific dates, times, and artists, is there a website or one particular place they could go to find that information, Zach?
Oh, absolutely. On Cincinnati Parks website, we're developing a master calendar where we are putting actively all the community events. And you can go into different sections for different parks that are local to you, but there will be a giant master calendar that has every single event going on at the parks at any given time.
You guys sound like you're really excited about this summer. I'm so glad.
We are. Let me also mention, we have a fully developed Facebook page that'll have, you know, event pages on it for all our events as well.
And of course, each neighborhood will have their own social media. Most of the bands have their own social media. So it should be pretty easy to find out. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of music. And thank you for doing it. New bike trails, greenway corridors, expansion of the parkway system, improvements to neighborhood and regional parks, and lots of free live music, all coming to a park near you this summer. For a full schedule of all of the park concerts and events, visit our website, wvxu.org, and we'll link you to the info. Or Keep your eyes peeled for signs in your own neighborhood. Parks are everywhere in Cincinnati. My guests have been Lou Sand, Cincinnati Parks Region Manager, Riverfront and Special Events, and Zach Myers, Events Specialist. Lou and Zach, thank you so much for bringing music to the hills of Cincinnati.
Thank you, Elaine.
Yeah, thank you for having us, for sure.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.